on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and we are just about to get the action rolling here on Community Comment, presented by Professional Floor Covering. But first, we wanted to talk about what's going on over at our friends at McKinstry's. Join McKinstry's for Taste and Create Nights on Thursday, July 31st and August 28th. Shake up your summer nights with tea bunding to sign making, yoga to haunted museums. Downtown Beaver Dam will be full of creative stops just waiting to be explored. Whether you are hands-on with art or into vintage vibes, or if you want to try something new with a friend, this is your chance. Join McKinstry's Home Furnishings for tips and sips. Enjoy a glass of wine and popcorn while learning tips from their designers. They have living rooms, family rooms, bedrooms, and dining room display sets up on their main floor, complete with accessories to give you some ideas. They will have different options set up each night. Also, you can sign up to win a $500 gift certificate from McKinstry's. Grab your friends and join everyone at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Come sip, shop, and snack, and create at Taste Nights, or at Taste and Create Nights in downtown Beaver Dam. And now, without further ado, we will send it to Terry Bell for today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you so much, Jake. Welcome to Community Comments. Today, our guest is State Representative Andrew Heisel, a Democrat of Beaver Dam, of Sun Prairie, I should say. But welcome to Beaver Dam. It's nice of you to come up up the road and join us today.
You're
fine.
Terry, great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course. You just wrapped up the busiest and some would say the most important part of a legislative session, and that is the state budget. I know we have some thoughts about that. How do you feel about, what we have to work with for the next 2 years?
Well, I would say first that you're right. The state budget is the most important thing that we do in the state assembly and that the governor does. And it was the first time I went through the process. So I got to see how the sausage is made. I'll report back that, I feel that we ultimately what was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, I opposed it. I feel that we could have done better.
Yeah, in fact, you were joined by a few Democrats in opposing that. In what particular ways do you feel that the budget did not do what you wanted it to do?
I think the biggest issue I have is that we are elected by our constituents, I believe, to represent their best interests, both from a values perspective and also from a financial interest. In the state of Wisconsin, over the past 15 years, there has been a shift of the funding of our schools, our public schools, from the state to the localities. As a result, we're seeing our property taxes go up year after year. There was a record 146 referendum in 2024. They levied $4.4 billion on local taxpayers. The reason that's happening is because they froze general aid in 2009. So imagine if with inflation, you said, hey, you get no more money. As a result, we're seeing these referendums to keep the lights on in schools. The local taxpayer is having to raise taxes on themselves. And this budget, unfortunately, provides no money, no increase in general aid for schools.
But did no increase in general aid? So spending did not go up on schools? Set me straight on that.
Yeah, and I think I'm glad you asked that question because there's been a lot of talk about the fact that there's been increases in categorical aids. For example, an extra $500 million for special education reimbursement. Schools right now, when they have a child with special needs, they're required by federal law, to meet certain requirements to support that kid, make sure they get a fair education. Right now, they're reimbursed. Last cycle, they were reimbursed less than 30% of those costs. The new budget increases that to 42 to 45%, depending on the year. They really should be reimbursed at 90% because, again, this is a mandate that they're required to follow. And again, they're not being supported by it. So I appreciate and I thank the governor for fighting for those extra dollars, but we could have done much better.
If you'd like to join the program, if you have a question or a comment for Representative Heisel, you can give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio at 885-4446. What other areas of the budget do you have concerns with?
Another area I have concerns with, and this is something that constituents, so my district includes, believe it or not, Far East Side of Madison, all the way up to Dodge County. I love it. It's a diverse district with urban, suburban, and rural areas. I have heard consistently across the district that parents need affordable childcare. They also need quality childcare where their children are safe. The budget, the governor asked for $330 million to maintain some of the funds that we were getting from the feds during COVID so that you could have people being paid $13 an hour instead of $10 an hour so that you could keep these childcare centers open. Unfortunately, there's only a third of that money for direct childcare payments was provided. And as a result, and by the way, our budget's over 2 years, those payments are just for the first year. So in the second year of this budget, they go to zero. We anticipate childcare centers will be closing. I don't see how that's a win for Wisconsin families.
The budget, as I understand it, does include subsidies for childcare centers themselves, do they not?
It includes funding for childcare centers, but direct payments was a fraction of what's needed.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. Very good. So, yeah, the concern being is not only do you have these businesses themselves potentially going out of business, but the concern is that, you know, working families depend on childcare so that you can have a two-income household, which you need these days.
Exactly. I look at our role is to support working families, to support the middle class. That's our role. And if you look at what people need in order to hold a job these days, I mean, first of all, more and more, you need two parents working. Whichever parent, you need them both in there working. The last thing you want to do is have them choose between gainful employment and the welfare of their children.
Yeah, anecdotally, I hear from people who tell me that, you know, if one spouse stayed home, that their entire income, all of their take-home pay would go to childcare, and that's not an exaggeration.
It's not. I actually knocked a door of somebody in some prairie. They both were employed, late 30s, mid-30s. The husband told me, he said, we view childcare as a wealth destroyer. And I said, what do you mean? He said, literally, my wife's salary, a majority of it is going after tax, is going to pay for childcare. If we don't support the private childcare providers that provide all these families with childcare, not only will people be suffering from the cost, but there won't even be options, especially in rural communities. There's going to be a real desert, a childcare desert.
You're listening to Community Comments. We'll take a break right here, then be back on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
Floyd, no, you were in education, right? Is that true?
Yes, an educator in Beaver Dam for 30-plus years.
So did you have Sherry as a student?
Yes, she was a very good student, but the problem was the boys always wanted to talk to her.
Oh.
So I kind of put her in the back of the room.
It's raining men!
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. your doctor about SKYRIZI. Visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, this is Sandy from McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Join us for Taste and Create Nights on Thursday, July 31st and August 28th. Ready to shake up your summer nights? From tea blending to sign making, yoga to haunted museums, downtown Beaver Dam is full of creative stops just waiting to be explored. Whether you're hands-on with art, into vintage vibes, or want to try something new with a friend, this is your chance. Join us at McKinstry's Home Furnishings for tips and sips. Enjoy a glass of wine and popcorn while learning tips from our designers. We have a living room, family room, bedroom, and dining room display set up on our main floor, complete with accessories to give you some ideas. We will have different options set up each night. Also, you can sign up to win a $500 gift certificate from McKinstry's. So grab your friends and join us at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Come sip, shop, snack, and create and taste at Create Nights in downtown Beaver Dam.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. And continuing the action now, here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We're joined by State Representative Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie. If you'd like to join in the conversation, we invite you to do that. You can call or text at 920-887-9595 or give us a call directly at the studio at 885-4446. Another aspect of the state budget I know that you wanted to address was the tax cuts in the budget. Tax cuts, on the surface, sounds like something everybody can support, but you're telling me it's a bit more complicated than that.
Yeah, and I appreciate your news show because we need to get the word out about this. The old saying goes, when a politician promises you a tax cut, you end up paying more. At the state level, again, we are not providing what we're supposed to be providing to communities for public education and operating expenses that are real costs for real services that Wisconsinites depend on. We're not, and this budget, unfortunately, still doesn't do that, especially for education. So what happens then is your localities run deficits and they run these referendums. So it's great that at the state level, we can take credit for cutting your taxes to the tune of $5 a week or $180 a year. But instead, we should be providing the funding to the localities so that you're not being forced to raise your own taxes to get this $5 tax cut. That's the kind of thing that makes voters really mad, and it's why they're like become disillusioned with their government, is when we play games like that. And I am tired of this game. It's not fair to the taxpayers. It's not fair to localities to continue to starve them and then, we'll give you a tax cut because we're doing things so great at the state level.
Part of the urgency to get the budget passed was so that Wisconsin could come out better in the Medicaid equation, that hospitals could get bigger reimbursements, I guess is what it comes down to. I know it's a lot more complicated than that, but as best I understand, that's what it boils down to. And that kind of segues into what I wanted to talk about next, which is the federal budget. And I'm interested in how you feel that will affect Wisconsin and people who live here.
I think that the bill was big in that we paid by the taxpayers. So you have the big, beautiful bill. It's beautiful for the rich, and the bill will be paid by Wisconsin taxpayers who depend on the services that are funded through their tax dollars. We send $69 billion to the federal government every year. We get $28 billion over 2 years back in payments for programs like Medicaid. one out of five Wisconsinites are on Medicaid in some form for their health care. This bill cuts one, the Trump's bill cuts $1 trillion out of Medicaid over a decade. That is going to be felt. And they say, well, we just make it harder to get on Medicaid. That's exactly what we don't need. Don't we have enough red tape with health insurance? Don't we have enough surprises with our medical bills? We're going to add more of that into the system to people who frequently are working and on Medicaid for their health care. To me, that is completely a misalignment of priorities.
Well, the idea, and I may have said Medicare inadvertently, what I meant was Medicaid if I did misspeak, but the idea is that, you know, as you mentioned, to get people, you know, who are on Medicaid to, you know, get private employment, get private insurance. Why is that not necessarily a great idea?
I would say that you need to work in this area, and you will understand that that is not what's happening. People are Medicaid who are working. There are people who qualify for Medicaid who are working. I mean, right now, I don't feel like the middle class is just flush with cash. And healthcare is so expensive. A senior citizen should anticipate to spend $200,000 out of pocket during retirement on healthcare. It's something that every year your deductibles go up, your coinsurance goes up. Like, why do we need to make it harder for people to get access to healthcare? Rural hospitals, if they don't have access to people with insurance, go under. Again, like, looking at the system, it just doesn't, these are old talking points from the 1990s. We're past that. We need to support working families, and supporting Medicaid does that. This federal bill that they rushed through with all Republican votes also adds $3 trillion to our debt. I mean, what the heck is that about? Social Security is supposed to run out of money in 2034. It now will run out of money sooner because of this bill. Again, I think people didn't vote for this in November of 2024. They did not vote for this kind of legislation. They voted for something very different. And I think there will be repercussions.
Well, yeah, and we're going to talk about future elections in just a bit. I was wondering how else you're concerned that that this federal budget is going to impact Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, I would just say tariffs. I've been against these tariffs from the beginning. They're just taxes by another name. It's money paid to the government, and any business will tell you that when they pay the tariff, at some point, they're going to pass the cost on to you. So consumers are already seeing their prices go up. Go to the grocery store, look at how much a steak costs. It's unbelievable. These prices, what's the ceiling on them? I mean, we're gonna add more tariffs. Again, we don't need more federal taxes while we're cutting healthcare for Wisconsin workers. It's just totally backwards.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, gathering my thoughts. I apologize.
Hey, no problem. I have the same issues.
Where do we go from here now that the bill is passed? Is there any way that people can adjust, lawmakers can offer any remedies?
I mean, we can run bills. We can run bills to address some of the problems created by this federal legislation. I would say that one thing that the Department of Health Services here in the state did is they put out a memo to help people understand this new red tape created under Medicaid so that they can try to get ahead of it to try to minimize how many people suffer. I mean, again, in my district, the 48th Assembly District, which is Far East Side all the way up to Columbus, one out of three children get their health care through Medicaid. So it's really important that parents understand the new barriers that are being put up, how to make sure they can negotiate those.
And the thing with Medicaid, it's not just individuals being covered, but Medicaid payments go to hospitals, healthcare centers, which need this money. They pay out and they get reimbursed from the government. So this is, you know, we're hearing from a lot of rural healthcare centers and hospitals in particular that, you know, they're looking at the very real possibility of having to shut down.
And we've seen it out west, out in the western part of the state. It's already happened. And I meet with these folks. Medicaid does not reimburse at the full cost, according to the hospitals I talk to, but they make up for it in other areas. But it is a we cannot, at this point in time, why are politicians making healthcare more expensive and less accessible? I don't understand that. We've seen the costs go up. It's harder to get on insurance. It's harder to stay on insurance. And like, we should be doing the opposite of what's been happening in Washington, D.C.
Very good. We are talking to State Representative Andrew Heisel. If you have a question or a comment, we invite you to join the program. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or give us a call right here at the studio at 885-4446. We're going to take a break for the news, then be right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get ready, sports fans. It's Sports Day at Good Karma Brands Park during the Dodge County Fair, happening Wednesday, August 13th, presented by Real Sports Cards of Waupun. The day kicks off with a special live damn sports show featuring Corey Sparks and yours truly, Wally Lukashensky. We'll have yard games, pack openings, local sports talk, and your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Sports Day at Good Karma Brands Park, presented by Real Sports Cards, Wednesday, August 13th.
Keep your cool when things heat up. If your air conditioner is struggling, Air Care in Beaver Dam has a toolbox full of solutions just for you. Whether your equipment needs a tune-up or repair, service is available all day, every day. And if it's time for something new, Air Care has the staff, experience, and equipment ready to go. Visit aircareinc.com or call 920-356-8860 and stay cool this summer with Air Care.
Every athlete needs their rest on a Slumberland furniture mattress. Get plenty of sports updates here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, playing from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tech gains are pushing the markets up this morning. Microsoft and Meta both seeing strong gains after posting better than expected sales and profit targets as they pour more money into AI programs. Apple and Amazon report their results after the closing bell today. President Trump writing on Truth Social that Canada's announcement that it will recognize a Palestinian state will make it very hard, Trump writes, for the U.S. to reach a trade deal with the country. Commerce Department reporting prices were up 2.4%. A year over year in the month of June compared to a year ago. At least 25 people hospitalized after severe turbulence on a flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Leanne Clement Nash was on board.
People were injured and it happened several times, so it was really scary.
The plane was forced to land in Minnesota. An arrest in the murder of an Arkansas couple out hiking with their daughters last weekend. Neither girl was hurt. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
WBEV News. I'm Terry Bell. Waupun is taking more steps to prevent future floods like the big one last year. Tuesday night, the city council approved $300,000 to buy 5 acres of land on Gateway Drive to build a stormwater retention pond. Mayor Ron Bishop tells WBEV one of the reasons flooding is getting bad in Waupun is increased tile drainage on area farm fields. Horicon might start regulating electric scooters. People say they've had some near misses with people on their scooters on sidewalks, which are meant for pedestrians only. The police department and public safety committee are looking into ordinances in surrounding communities. Malterer Meats in Iron Ridge is getting a state of Wisconsin meat processor infrastructure grant to help buy a new machine for clipping and sealing meats. The grants are aimed at helping meat processors modernize and grow their businesses, create new products, or expand their markets. Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying again to stop mislabeling non-dairy products. The bipartisan Dairy Pride Act would ban labeling non-dairy products like soy milk, oat milk, and almond milk as milk. Current Food and Drug Administration regulations define dairy products as being from animals. And the Wisconsin State Fair opens today in West Allis. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 73. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 52. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Upper 70s, Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
One call, that's all. It's not just a slogan, but a way of life at Gruber Law Offices. If you've been injured, call our team today. We've represented tens of thousands of injured Wisconsinites for well over 30 years. Trust Wisconsin's own Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Summer just got a whole lot hotter with the WBEV 95K giveaway presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Join us all summer long at any Brock Fry location from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and try to crack the code on our prize vault for your shot at winning $95,000. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older to enter. One winner per household, one entry per person per stop. For complete rules and details and to find a complete Brock Fry schedule, visit daily.com.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus audio network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And we are back with more Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. We're going to talk about the ProEdge Sharpening Services located inside Professional Floor Covering today. They are a full-service blade sharpening shop. You can sharpen blades of all kinds. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in now. It's been a long summer here of mowing through the long grass here with all the rain, so you want to make sure you're taking care of your lawnmower, and Professional Floor Covering can help you with that. They'll take care of your saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost anything with an edge. Just call 920-887-8341. And now, without further ado, we will get back to the action here on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We'd like you to be a part of the program, too. If you want to call or text us, you can reach out at 920-887-9595. Or call us at 885-4446. We're joined by Representative Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie. His district touches Dodge County. And so we appreciate you coming in to join us today. Aside from all the budgetary matters that have been so much in the news lately, you know, there's always other legislation to deal with. And you have introduced a bill. I believe it's your first bill that you've introduced into the state legislature.
Yes, actually, I mentioned that to you earlier, that I authored bill. It's Assembly Bill 331. It's part of a package of four bills that me and three of my colleagues authored, Democratic colleagues, and they're all designed to protect Wisconsin's individual rights and liberties. My bill specifically would give for the first time a Wisconsin citizen the right to file an action in state court to protect their constitutional rights if they're being violated by a governmental entity. Up until now, this has been done in the federal court only, and there's been a federal cause of action. This bill would create a state cause of action in a state court. So if your rights under the Wisconsin state constitution are being violated, or your rights under the federal constitution are being violated, you could take action to protect yourself.
So there's no recourse if you feel your state rights are violated yet?
I mean, there's not in this way that this bill creates it.
Sure, you know? Sure. Yeah. the broad concept, I think I understand, but can you give some specific examples about, you know, when a person might feel like they would want to bring a lawsuit like the one you're describing?
Sure. If they are being, we have many rights. It's what makes us Americans. And the way those rights are conferred to us are in these constitutions. They're actually documents that the way to look at them is they're documents that the people have said to their leaders, we're empowering you by electing you to lead us and make policy, but there's certain things that are off limits. Those constitutional rights include the freedom of speech, the freedom to associate, the freedom, a due process, being able to be like face your accuser and have some sort of a procedure in a court, not just be jailed indiscriminately. The right to be protected equally under the law, not be discriminated against based upon the fact that somebody doesn't like the way you look or what you're saying. These are things that are in both our state and our federal constitutions. And, you know, you could even point to things relating to your right to keep and bear arms lawfully. These are all things that are protected by our constitutions.
But if, say, a person has the right to, you know, sue in federal court for, you know, alleged violations of the federal constitution, would this bill just be able to allow people to go down two different avenues, or are there some rights enshrined in the state constitution that aren't covered by the federal constitution?
So the state constitution actually does have some rights in it that are not in the federal constitution. And it's something that I've actually take a lot of interest in because I read these documents. And for example, we have a constitutional right in Wisconsin to fish. Didn't know if you knew that.
Okay.
These are things that are not in the federal constitution. The federal constitution is, I would say, a little bit more broadly written. It's not as specific. Our state constitution, we've gone to great lengths to like write very specific provisions. And there's overlap. There's like the right to speech, free speech, the right to equal protection. These things are in both documents. The difference is that the federal cause of action that currently exists, there's real high barriers to it. So if you're not a person of a rich person with high paid lawyers, you're kind of at a disadvantage. This cause of action in state court would allow you to access your right to like have your case heard at a lower cost. It'd be easier. And also it specifically would allow you to recover damages if a governmental official was depriving you of one of your constitutional rights.
Do you happen to know if this is done in a number of other states?
I think we're one of the first where this bill has been introduced. Okay. Yeah. And it also goes along with three other bills that I'm also co-authored with my colleagues. One that would essentially, we pay money to the federal government. If they illegally, unconstitutionally don't pay the money they owe us back for these programs that have been passed into law federally, we can withhold funds. And that was another one of these bills. Another one is a Data Privacy Act, where if the federal government is like reaching in and trying to access data they don't have a right to, this data, this personal data can be de-identified before it's given to the federal government. These are all bills that are just in the bill stage. They're not law, but it just demonstrates our commitment to protecting civil rights, liberties, freedoms here in Wisconsin.
We have a caller who would like to join the program. Let's hear from them. Okay, caller, line one, you are on Community Comment with Representative
Hi.
Andrew Heisel.
Hi. I'd like to comment on your comment about the health insurance. A lot of farmers depend on what they call Obamacare because the exuberant costs, they're self-employed. I mean, my brother, my daughter, they're on it. And even now, what they pay for a premium and a deductible is out of this world. And now they want to make it harder for these people to get on it. And farmers work. And where's the rewards? I mean, you can't just go to people that can't find jobs in town. Look at the farming community as a whole.
That's a good point. Talk about how this affects you know, the self-employed and people in agriculture.
I feel the pain. This is not the first time what the caller just said is not the first time I've heard this, and it's the truth. Like, if you look at over 20 years, the copays, the deductibles, the premiums, they just keep going up. I mean, you literally like, wait, I just, my deductible's been satisfied. Like, why do I have these additional co-insurance payments? If you're self-employed, you're paying the whole thing. And it is unbelievable how much these things cost. A hospital visit can cost six figures. And you just want people to feel that they can work for themselves. And we need farmers to be economically secure from a medical health, I would say, bankruptcy. So a health bankruptcy. So I appreciate what the caller said. I 100% agree that we need to make sure that when you work for a living, you don't have to worry about your health insurance bringing you down.
Caller, I think you had more to say.
My daughter, I mean, you're paying over $500 a month premium and like a $10,000 deductible. She said the other day she had to go in for ultrasound. She had to take a check along for $535. I mean, that's on top of your premium and dental bills. And
it's
terrible. And you can't write it off.
I know. It's like completely out of whack. It's gone to the point. One thing I'm looking at is a bill that to study how we could specifically for school districts help them get some of the prices down for the insurance they pay, because they're paying all this money for insurance and these employees make $50,000 a year of a $10,000 to $15,000 deductible, just like your daughter. And what kind of insurance is that? It's not health. That's like if there was, you know, maybe a cancer diagnosis, it would kick in and that would be great to have that insurance. But on a day-to-day preventative care basis, on just getting your needs met year in and year out, that is not, a $10,000 deductible is not working for an average person.
Yeah, we want to thank the caller. And if you want to join us, 920-887-9595 to call or text, or call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. And this is the time of year, a break from floor sessions. Hearings going on throughout the summertime, but it seems like a good opportunity for you to be present in the district, hear from people, and help craft legislation that's coming down the line in the future.
Yes, absolutely. I've got my door cards, and I'm going to do what are known as legislative doors, where I go to people's homes in the district, and I ask them firsthand, what are your concerns? What are your thoughts? Because I feel like that's the best way to really have my finger on the pulse of what my constituents want in the 48th Assembly District.
Very good. We're going to talk about the upcoming gubernatorial race. It suddenly got a lot more interesting last week, so we'll have more on that with Representative Andrew Heisel on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, right after this.
Seniors, don't miss all the fun of Senior Day presented by Dr. Yesh on Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park inside the Dodge County Fair. Partner up and join our Euchre Tournament from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with music from the characters. Be sure to pick up your Senior Day coupon at Charlton House in Beaver Dam. Seniors 55 and up can save $2 off admission to the fair before noon. Senior Day, Thursday, August 14th at Good Karma Brands Park at the Dodge County Fair.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
It's time to fire up the flavor. The Market at Beaver Dam's Mega Meat Sale is on. Stock your freezer with frozen whole pork butts and half racks of baby back ribs. Then fill your grill with savings on boneless, skinless chicken breast, juicy top sirloin steak, and Grandpa's original pork brats, all in convenient family packs. Feeding a crowd, don't miss country-style pork ribs, perfect for your next backyard feast. Hurry in, some quantities are limited. And don't forget to use the Market app for even more savings. The Market at Beaver Dam, where meat meets value.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back for one more segment for today's community comment. Without further ado, here's Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you, Jake. Representative Andrew Heisel, Democrat of Sun Prairie, the district gets up into Dodge County, is joining us for the next few minutes. And Governor Evers made an announcement that perhaps wasn't surprising, but a while in the making, that he would not seek a third term. So for the first time in, I believe, a decade or so, we have an open seat on the governor's wing. And how do you see it shaping up so far? We have one Democrat in the race, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. David Crowley says he's getting ready to run. We already have a couple of Republicans in the race. Mm-hmm. So how do you see things shaping up at this point? Are you excited by the opportunity of an open seat creates?
Oh, absolutely. I just want to acknowledge that Governor Tony Evers has done an amazing job as our governor during a very difficult time in our history, specifically COVID. He's led on a number of important issues. I appreciate his support for childcare, healthcare, education. I support his push, which hasn't been successful yet, to legalize cannabis. I also want to say that I appreciate that he chose to step away and relinquish power.
So it sounds like you support him a great deal. So why are you pleased that he's made this announcement?
Well, because I think he really looked at the situation. He said, you know, I've had two, I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I've read some of it. He really agonized over it. He had two strong terms. He's done some really good work. He has family considerations. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's good for when you're on top to pass the baton to some new leadership. It takes a special kind of person to do that. I think we've seen some people in the past. Governor Walker didn't do that. President Biden didn't do that. And I think in the end, by him doing that, it shows that he actually puts country before anything else. And or state in this instance, I really appreciate that about him. And he's done such a good job. I think he's going to go down in history as a really, really great governor.
Now we have this race coming up. Do you expect more candidates to get in?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's really early. And again, he made this announcement, so there's plenty of time for candidates to enter the race. Again, kudos. Kudos to Governor Evers. Sarah Rodriguez has entered the race already. I know Sarah really well. I have had a chance to work with her. I found her to be a really excellent option, actually, because she's been in the trenches. She's been a nurse, an ER nurse. She comes from a union family. So she's real salt of the earth, but she's also been a VP at a Fortune 100 company. So she's been able to do it all, and she's self-made. I feel like in the role of governor, somebody like with that kind of a background is what we need. And I also feel like she's a really strong advocate. She's very forceful. She cares. She will do what's right. And I've decided to support Sarah Rodriguez for governor.
So you're making an endorsement right away.
I'm endorsing her. Yeah, I've known her. I've seen her in action. She's come to Sun Prairie several times. She's the real deal. I think she's great. So at the end of the day, I'll support whoever the Democrats nominate, but I really strongly support Sarah Rodriguez.
Right. Well, so, I mean, let's talk about some of the other potential Democrats who might get in. David Crowley is the most high profile so far. He's the one who's come the closest to making an announcement. I don't know how well you know Mr. Crowley, and what do you think he might bring to the table?
I don't know him that well. I've heard good things about him. I will say that. I know that a lot of my colleagues in the State Assembly who are from Milwaukee say praise him. So I'm looking forward to learning more about him. I also, you know, Josh Call's been discussed as a possible candidate. I think he's done a terrific job as an attorney general. I think in the end of the day, we have some really good candidates to choose from. And I'm making this decision to endorse Sarah just because I just know her so well, and I've worked with her, and I've seen her up close. And when you have that kind of experience with a candidate, you just tend to want to support them.
Right, certainly. So your position won't change no matter who else might get in.
I don't anticipate so. No.
Okay. All right. This seems to be like a bit of a crossroads for Wisconsin. This doesn't happen very often. As I said, I think it's been roughly a decade since there's been an open seat. Might there be a risk of perhaps the nominee getting bloodied by a really, really competitive primary? That's the concern I know a lot of major parties have, that there's a rough primary process and the nominee emerges, kind of battered and bloodied.
I would say that if you look at the Senate primary, the Senate race, what we saw was Democrats really coming together during the primary and supporting a single candidate. Unfortunately, that candidate wasn't successful, but I think that as a party, we've never been more united. We are committed to making sure that we can provide a viable option. And I don't think we're interested in fighting amongst ourselves. I think we really want to present a strong candidate, and we're going to put the state before anything else.
Democrats made gains in the legislature under the newly redistricted maps. I'm wondering what you anticipate happening a year from now when we're, facing another election cycle.
I think there's a really good chance that both the State Assembly and the State Senate will switch control for the first time in a long time. We are a state that's roughly 50-50 from a partisan perspective, and it's about time to have these legislative bodies more 50-50. And we're already seeing what happens when you do have more accurate representation is you're able to move some legislation and make some things happen. Going back to the governor's budget, he was able to put $500 million into $500 million into special education. So these are things that wouldn't have happened if we didn't have more Democrats in the State Assembly and Senate.
Sure, sure. So you expect that to continue with, you expect more gains and perhaps that will impact me. What would be the difference, say, if we have a Democratic or a Republican governor after the next election, assuming, say, control of the legislature goes over to your party?
I think if we have a, they call it a trifecta, where you have a Democratic governor, Democratic legislature, I think what we'll do is we'll get the localities off the referenda treadmill. That is what we'll do. That is what I will fight for tooth and nail, is to get the state aid going back to the localities. We're right now, per pupil, we're behind $3,300. We're shortchanging school districts $3,300 on average per student based on 2009 figures. We would get that changed so that schools could then stop asking for money from voters and forcing voters to constantly raise their own taxes.
Mm-hmm. We just have a few more minutes. Perhaps this is a good time to look ahead to, and I think we brushed on a little bit before, but what kind of availability you're going to have to your constituents this summer before the floor sessions rev up again in the fall?
Availability is anytime. I love meeting with constituents. I've actually signed on to a number of different pieces of legislation because of constituents. When they meet with me, I've met with pharmacists, I've met with people that work in the civil engineering field, I've met with a constituent on an issue of a prohibition on putting up political signs by HOAs. And is that really the right thing to do, you know, especially for...
So HOAs can regulate political signs right now?
Right now, you can have an HOA that would say you can't have any signs, but then they could selectively implement it against certain political signs. And the idea is if you own your home and you've got school board candidates or you have whatever kind of a race, like a lot of times these candidates depend on signs to get their name out there. They knock on doors, they put up signs, and the idea that you couldn't use your own private property for that does not seem right.
Anything else percolating at the constituent level that you think might turn into legislation?
I've been having an opportunity to spend a lot of time with Sunshine Place, which is this really amazing nonprofit in Sun Prairie. They provide a variety of services for people, ranging from housing to employment services to even they have a really large food bank. I was doing yesterday morning assembling sandwiches with a bunch of other volunteers from the Optimists in the Exchange Club. And like, I just like to see these kind of organizations because they do so much good work. They're like powered by volunteers. They're almost all powered by volunteers. And it just makes me feel really, really good about Wisconsin. It makes me feel really, really good about people in Sun Prairie and Dodge and in Madison that they come together to help each other. So I try to get out and do stuff as much as I can because I really think it's a great way to see what's going on and support it because it's really important.
Very good. We've been spending the last hour with State Representative Andrew Heisel, who represents Sun Prairie and his district gets up into Dodge County. Andrew, it's been an hour well spent. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Thanks for joining us.